When The Bartered Bride was first performed in Prague's Provisional Theatre, Dvořák was working as a viola player in the orchestra, a time he referred to as his years in the galleys. He was already composing and soon went on to find fame with his hugely popular Slavonic dances, which led to his long friendship with Brahms. In 1884, Dvořák was invited to London by the Royal Philharmonic Society. He loved the city, and its musical public loved him. The visit resulted in a commission to write a symphony, which he began with great determination and seriousness back home in Prague that December. "I think of nothing but my symphony, which must be capable of stirring the world, and may God grant that it will," he wrote. Brahms' Third Symphony, which Dvořák had heard earlier that year, had made a deep impression on him, and he was keen that his new work wouldn't disappoint his friend. "I don't want to let Brahms down," he wrote to their publisher, Fritz Simrock. Well, the Seventh Symphony took Dvořák only 3 months to complete. He himself conducted the first performance a month later in London. But now here comes Otto Taust to join the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in Dvořák's Seventh Symphony.